Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Sunday, my friends. Of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. You'll hear about all of yesterday's EFL action on TalkSport Game Day in a little bit. Just calm, just wait for it. It's coming, all right? Just wait. But first, wait, I said. Thank you. But first, we've got to start with the possible return of Super Frankie Lampard to the Premier League.
You can bring in a Fergie, but Everton's problems run deeper than just the dugout.
Frank Lampard, now the front runner for that vacancy at Goodison Park.
For me, I like Lampard, but I think it's a romance thing with these former players becoming managers, because what has Frank Lampard done in a managerial sense that should link him to the Everton job?
Lampard with a strike into the back of the net, 2-0, and Frank Lampard is on the score sheet again.
Derby County have done it. The most extraordinary victory. Lampard sprints onto the field.
He's the manager with a silver spoon in his mouth, because a lot's happened for Frank because of how good he was as a player.
It's defeat for Frank Lampard, who ends his first domestic season without a trophy.
He's a class act. What he's achieved in the game, I think he earns respect as soon as he walks in the door. I think the fans will accept him and welcome him to Goodison Park.
And surely now, Chelsea heading for a guaranteed spot in next season's Champions League. Frank Lampard applauds.
You know, he obviously done well at Chelsea, especially the first season with, you know, not a lot to spend and young players. He knows a lot of players in the league and what's demanding. I just think it's an obvious appointment.
He's got a lot to offer the game. His knowledge is undeniably strong on football. He's from a footballing background, so anywhere he'll go, I think he can go anywhere and do a great job.
Let's not forget what the job he done at Derby. You know, he was unlucky against Aston Villa in the final and lost. He done very good with that team that he had with some good players. Yes, at Chelsea it didn't work out, but I still feel he deserves a chance. Maybe this is the chance he gets now. If it doesn't work out now, maybe he'll have to go down a league, you know, and then rebuild his managerial career. But I think, why not? I think the players will respect him, you know, even if we say they'll respect Frank Lampard as the player. That's still enough to get the respect. You know, someone like Richarlison, he's looking at someone who's been there and done it and won it all. You know, the players who might think they're the big time in the changing rooms, especially like Richarlison, they'll put in even bigger performances. They'll respect maybe Frank Lampard more than they would a Rafa Benitez.
Now, it was a jam-packed game day on TalkSport with some shocking scores on the EFL doors. See what I did there? So let's take a look back at how it all sounded.
We are underway.
Bournemouth are leading Barnsley here by a goal to nil.
Sheffield Wednesday 1, Ipswich Town 0, and Marvin Johnson has slotted the ball home.
Goals flying in these early stages.
Goal number 13 for Twine this season. 13 minutes gone, it's Wickham 0, MK Dons 1.
Pulled it back now as Luke Jeffcott to fire in his third in three games, his eighth of the season. Decent game this, 23 on the clock, Doncaster 1, Plymouth 1.
Back of Bolton, the home fans are happy, the Sunderland fans are fuming.
The Bolton fans are very happy, Adrian. It's now Bolton 2, Sunderland 0.
It's Tranmere 0, Forest Green 2, and what Matt Stevens does, Jamil Matt will try and copy.
Queen's Park Rangers 4, Reading 0, Jimmy Dunn with
with his second goal of the season, having signed from Burnley. It is a battering, Adrian, and it's deserved because they've been so poor, Sunderland. It's now Bolton 4, Sunderland 0.
Finally, the deadlock broken here on the Riverside. Approaching the hour mark, it's Middlesbrough 1, Coventry 0.
15 minutes to go, and is this the end now for Valerian Ismael? Millwall 2, West Bromwich Albion. That was a great goal by Benik Afobe.
Plymouth have come from behind here. We've had 18 minutes of the second half. It's Doncaster 1, Plymouth 2.
This has gone from disastrous to embarrassing to humiliating for Sunderland, who barely have any fans left.
What a disgraceful performance. I talked about Lee Johnson being in the dressing room full time. It might be the last time he's there. Bolton 6, Sunderland 0.
It's Bowler against his old club yet again. And it's Fulham 1, Blackpool 1. But that seals it for Sheffield United. And the fans are leaving in their droves now. It is Peterborough 0, Sheffield United 2.
I think it's a normal situation, as I say, when you don't win games, when you are a club with a big expectation, you need to get the result. If you don't get the result, then you have to accept this is the other side.
What upset you about the referee's performance? Because you could see the players were getting concerned and the fans were getting incensed as well.
You didn't see nothing. You see everything was normal to you in the referee's performance?
Well, it's not my opinion, really. It's what you
okay.
think.
But you say that all the fans, they are, everybody, maybe you are the only one that is... Okay, if you think that it was a good game second half, I agree with you.
I don't think don't have an opinion on how...
I will not say nothing more about the rest.
Yesterday's late kickoff on TalkSport 2 saw Sheffield United tear Peterborough apart. That doesn't sound right. Anyway, here's how it all happened.
Now McGoldrick again finding Bogle. Bogle sprints into the penalty area, shot from the angle, right hand side, is beaten away by Bender. Fuchs encouraged to shoot, he does shoot, and it's straight at Fodringham. Now Poku coming forward for Peterborough, slips it through to Clark Harris. Good save by Fodringham, trying to jab the ball beyond the goalkeeper, who made himself big and made the save. Harahan takes over, low ball in towards Norwood, it was jabbed into the 6-yard box, and the low shot is in from Billy Sharp, and Billy Sharp becomes the championship's record goal scorer. And it will be another in-swinger into the 6-yard area, and it was nodded towards goal. It's an own goal. Basham heads it back into the area, and it was Callum Morton who diverted the ball into the back of the net. Sheffield United finished the game in control, and they were in control for long spells. It's a very comfortable 2-0 victory for them, which continues their rise up the table. Peterborough United 0, Sheffield United 2.
Yesterday night saw England level their 5-match T20 series up against the Windies at 2 apiece, meaning tonight's final T20 will be an exciting series decider. Here's how it all happened on TalkSport 2.
So, we're about to get underway. In comes Jason Holt. Tom Manton's come down the pitch, hit high on the splice, and lobs to mid-arm, and Mayers takes the catch, and the West Indies have their breakthrough.
Pollard in again now, balls to Roy. Roy comes down the pitch, and he's driving this one into the hands of the keeper. Big, big edge. Hussein comes in again, and balls to Vince, correction. And Vince is carving this one straight in the hands of Kyron Pollard at that short third man. He's gone for the cut shot yet again. It has proved to be his demise.
Holder in, Moeen Ali coming down, hits it back over his head. That's coming into the commentary box area for 6. This is Moeen Ali at his best. Here we go then, around the wicket, Holder to Moeen Ali. Moeen Ali moves across, flicks it over the leg side. Has he got another one? You bet he's got another one. 4 sixes in a row for Moeen Ali. And Moeen Ali has his 4th 50 in T20 international cricket. He's brought it up off 23 balls. Moeen Ali comes down the pitch, hits to the shorter side, and will be caught at long on by Romario Shepherd. England lose the skipper. What an innings, though, from Moeen Ali. 63 from 28. So England finish, bang, bang, 193 for 6.
Amir's this time is flicking, and that's gone over the fine leg area for 6. What a shot from Kyle Mears.
Mears comes down, hits him over, long off. No! Jordan takes the catch, a yard in the boundary. Coming down the pitch is King to the first ball. Trying to take him down, doesn't get there, and will be caught.
This Delivery is bowling. Powell is bowled. A brilliant delivery there from Adil Rashid. Here he comes in again and bowls to Puran. And Puran is driving flat down to long on. Catch taken at long on. An important wicket there for Livingston and England.
Karan Pollard picks up his bat, tucks it under his arm, takes his gloves off and goes to shake the hands of the England players, because England have won by 34 runs and draw the series level at 2. We have a series decider tomorrow evening. Winner takes all.
And remember, of course, you can hear the final T20 match between England and the Windies tonight from 7:30 or 7:30 or 7:30 to 8:00. It's up to you on TalkSport 2. Now, yesterday we heard a TalkSport special up front with Charlie Austin, me old mucker, which of course saw the QPR striker talk about his career. He was in conversation with TalkSport's Sam Matavase and shared how it felt to never get an England... Oh, I shouldn't laugh, that's so bad because I know Charlie really well. Oh dear, anyway, and he shared how it felt to get no more England caps than yours truly. Yeah, we've both got the same amount, none.
Cross delivered in, Austin with the shot, and Charlie Austin has equalised.
I thought I actually won the other day. You've won National Lottery emails. £2.40. Brilliant.
Death, taxes, Eagle Piggles not in bed, and Charlie Austin scoring for Queen's Park Rangers.
Yeah, I remember giving it to him one day and he'd done some mad...
Why'd you do that?
I don't know, for a couple of pints. He had me in a mad mood.
We play in the Premier League, the best league in the world. Give them all the help they need, because clearly it costs us 2 points a day. It's a joke.
Sometimes your face don't fit, but I don't want to know why I didn't get called up, Sam, if I'm brutally honest.
Did you get on with Roy Hodgson?
Didn't really speak to him. He's not my cup of tea. It was one of them. He's not in the game for that. You're not in that game for as long as you are if you don't have to make decisions and that are not going to please everybody. So I won't be the only person that didn't get on with him. The reason why I didn't really get on with him or a dislike was because he didn't give me a cap. It's as simple as that.
Did you tell him?
No, I thought, you know what? I'm going to have to show you when we play against you a couple of times.
And you did?
Tried to.
Now, moving away from actual football to that weird sport they call football, but play with their hands over in America. Makes no sense, that. I think they call it egg chasing. Anyway, the NFL season is drawing to an end. And tonight, TalkSport has live coverage of the NFC Championship game, or as they call it, the NFC Championship game, between the LA Rams and the San Francisco 46ers. 47, I mean. Huh? 48. 49? 49. Excellent. With both sides looking to book their place in the Super Bowl. Coverage starts from 11:30 or 30 to midnight. So let's take a look ahead to all the action.
And the kick is... He got it! Clock at 0! San Francisco is 1! San Francisco has stunned Green Bay!
The kick is up and the kick is good! The Rams are going to the NFC Championship game!
Touchdown! San Francisco!
Touchdown! How did Cooper Kupp get that alone downfield?
The feed of Deebo Samuel.
OBJ! Touchdown, LA!
Let's finish this off. Got ourselves in position, but we got to go finish it.
Lots on the line. We're going to see who makes the most plays and who makes the least mistakes.
And remember, the king of transfers and TalkSport's very own Jim White is fronting not one, but two very special shows on deadline day tomorrow. Jim, of course, will be alongside his usual sparring partner in Money Money, Simon Jordan, from 10 a.m. But then he'll also return at 10 p.m. Hold on, that's when I'm on Sports Bar with Andy Goldstein. Yeah, he's going to return at 10 p.m. to see out the final hour before the deadline slams shut. Why am I? I'm on after him. I'm on at 11. I get paid the same for just 2 hours' work, do I? Oh, happy days. Fantastic. Jim, of course, will then lend his expertise and analysis to the Sports Bar with Jason Cundy and myself, which, as I've just said, will start at the later time of 11 p.m, but still only going to one, so it's still only two. That's confirmed, is it? Brilliant. Make sure you tune into both of those shows. All three, actually. Just keep TalkSport One. That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, where we get your podcast from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.